We learn Lizechanish Masrachel Bas Pinchas Eliezer, David Ben Menachem Moshe, Ham Yaakov and Pinchas Elio. We are in Bava Basra. Periches Mishnah Hey. Our Mishnah is going to deal with someone who wants to uproot or release Yerusha from someone who is fit to inherit, or maybe to give more Yerusha to one over the other. Is this allowed? Says the Mishnah, Omer Ish Ploni Bini Bechor, Lo Yitopi Shnayim, or Ish Ploni Bini Lo Yirash Im Echav, Lo Amar Klum. Person says, my son, who is a Bechor, is not going to get the Pishnayim after I pass away. He's not going to get a double portion in the Yerusha. Or Ish Ploni Bini, this person who is my son, is not going to get Yerusha, a portion in Yerusha with his other brothers after I pass away. Says the Mishnah, Lo Amar Klum Shehisna Amasha Kosvatar. What he said is meaningless in halacha, legally, because he's making a tanaya, stipulation against something that's written in the Torah. He's uprooting a halacha. The Torah says the Bechor gets Pishnayim, and every son gets a piece of the Yerusha. Anyone who makes a tanaya against that which is in the Torah, Tana Obotel, as we learn above Metziah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yeralev. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who happened to follow, who says that when it comes to a davar shebamamon, when it comes to a monetary issue, you can make a tanai against something written in the Torah. So take, for example, a person marries a woman and gives her a ring and says, or he takes upon himself, we're getting married, I'm a kaddish, but I don't have the obligations of paying for food and for clothing and for marital relations. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can make a tanai on the money, on the monetary issues, the financial issues, not the relationship issues, not the intimacy, but the others you can. So if that's your according to Rabbi Yehuda, why would then the Mishnah doesn't seem to be following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? So the answer is no, it indeed can. Rabbi Yehuda would admit that the tanai in this Mishnah is batal. Why? Because the son cannot be mochel on the Yerusha, since it's a davar shelo bala olam. The Yerusha is not something that's tangible right now. Yerusha is something that's that a person may be awaiting, but it doesn't really exist right now in a real sense. It's not Yerusha right now. The father's still alive. So to say about my Yerusha, which is a davar shelo bala olam, it's inheritance that's not there yet, that has not been inherited. So Rabbi Yehuda says this Tanah, even Rabbi Yehuda, who normally says you can make a Tanai against that which is written in the Torah if it's a financial issue, here it's not possible, because it's not possible for the son to even forego the Yerusha, because it doesn't exist, and therefore, for the father to say that you are not going to be Yoresh, this is something that he cannot possibly do. It's a Tanai against that which is written in the Torah. Others say it's based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, regarding Yerusha, v'hayisal v'nei Yisrael l'chukas mishpat. Chukas mishpat is going to be law. This is something that has to be accepted and has to be followed. So therefore, chukas mishpat tells me that no tanai can nullify the halachos of Yerusha. Then the Mishnah says, hamachalik nechasav levanav al piv. Person is, now let's say he's about to pass away, and we know the words of a shchiv meira, one who is on his deathbed, are kichsuvim v'ches chimsurim heim. Their words are the words of a shchiv meira, a person who is about to pass away, are as good as written, and as if they were conveyed already. And you don't need any kinyan, you don't have to make any acquisition, pick up a handkerchief, you don't need a shtar, you don't need a document at all. So here's someone who's divine and gives nechasim to his sons al-piv, verbally, orally, before he passes away. Riba le'echad umir le'echad, if let's say he gave a little bit more to one son and the other less, v'hishva lahen es ha-bechor, or let's say he gave the son who's a bechor, he says, I'm giving you an equal portion to everybody else, devarav kayamim. His words have been fulfilled. Why? Because this is not Yerusha anymore. This is a gift. He can give a gift to whomever he wants. He can give a gift of, he can give 99% of his assets away to someone as a gift. And now that 1% ends up being the Yerusha. So if he wants, before he passes away, before it has the status of Yerusha, he can give a gift to whomever he wants. And therefore he can make the Bechor the same level as everybody else. and he can give a little bit more to one than the other. But if him amar mishum Yerusha, but if he gave more to one and less to another with the language of a Yerusha, let's say he said, oh, I want one of my sons to be Yoresh more than the other, or I want my son, my Bechor, to be Yoresh, to inherit a chelak, a portion equal to his brothers, and not get double portion, lo amar klum. So that's once again making a t'nai al mashal kasuv b'Torah that a person cannot do in his lifetime. Kasav bein batchila bein ba'ensa bein basov mishum matana devarav kayamin. So this is just a continuation. What's saying is like this: a person is not using language of Yerusha. He's using language of matana. So using language of matana, I'm giving you a gift. Then he can give the bechor the equal to everybody else. Then he can make give one a little bit more to the other, one son than the other, because it's not a Yerusha. This is just a gift. I have the right to give a gift to whoever I want. And the Mishnah is telling you, if he uses the language of matana, of a gift, it doesn't matter where in his statement, his verbal statement, he uses the word matana, nonetheless, it's going to be acceptable. So for example, bein b'tchila, the very beginning, he said, tinasein sadeh zu livni v'yirashena. The Mishnah doesn't say this, the Mepharshim give these examples. He says, okay, this sadeh should be for my son, and he will be Yorish. So he uses the language of Yerusha at the end, but the Tinasein, it will be given as a gift, is used at the beginning. Or Bein Be'em, so how is it in the middle? Let's say he says, Yirash Sadezu, V'Tinasein Lo V'Yiroshena. My son will inherit this field, it will be given to him as a gift, V'Yiroshena, and he will inherit it. So that's where the word Tinasein Matan is in the middle. And Bein Besof, or let's say he said at the end, Yirash Sadezu, he will inherit this field, V'Tinasein Lo, and it will be given to him as a gift. Either way, his words are kayam, are going to be fulfilled. Since it's a language of matana, even though we may have mentioned Yerusha as well, we assume that this has the status of matana. He can give a matana to whoever he wants. He's not uprooting that which is written in the Torah. It's not a stipulation against the laws of the Torah. This is acceptable. Then the Mishnah says, Ha'omer ish ploni yirasheni b'makom sheyesh bas. Btiti Rasheni b'makom sheyesh bein lo amar klum shehista amash akasuv b'Torah. What did he say? He says this person is going to inherit me, but he says this where there is a daughter who is able to be yorish. She has a daughter, and certainly, by the way, if there was a son, because the son is yorish before the daughter. So for a person to say, oh, this man is going to be yorish me. But this person who's saying this actually has children, has a daughter, or btiti rasheni b'makom sheyesh bein, or he says, oh, my daughter is going to be yorish, inherit everything that I have, but he has a son also. So lamar klum, this is meaningless. Shehista masha kas b'Torah, because we know the son takes precedence over the daughter. We know obviously the daughter takes precedence over a stranger. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Omer im amar al mi shehu roi liyerusha divarav kayamin. Says Rabbi Yochanan Baroka, let's say he has several sons, and he says, Bini Ploni Yirasheni, this son of my several sons is going to be Yerushmi. Or he has several daughters, and says, Biti Plonis Tirasheni, this daughter is going to get my Yerushmi, the others will not. Then according to him, Devarav Kayamin, then that works, because all of them, he's not giving the Yerusha to someone who's not royally Yarsho and taking it away from someone who's royally Yarsho. He's giving it to someone who has the right to be Yoresh. Oh, he has the right to be Yoresh. So then he can give to, he can say, this person is going, this child is going to be Yoresh, is going to be Yoresh, as opposed to the other one not being Yoresh. Why? Because the Pasuk says, according to Rechem and Baroka, this teaches us that the Torah gives Rishus to the father to be manchil, to give Yerusha, to bequeath to whomever he wants of his sons. And the same thing will be true with other people who are royally Yerusha. But says Rav Chaim Baroka, but I agree, if to say ish ploni yirasheni, as we were discussing before, the Tanakama's opinion, this person should be yoresh from me when there's a daughter, or be titi rasheni when there's a son, then ein devarav kayam. And the Gemara says that this is not a machlokas. The whole Mishnah is actually the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka. The Mishnah at the beginning that said, person who said, Ish ploni yirasheini, this is all his statement, and therefore the Mishnah should be understood like this. Ha'omer ish ploni yirasheni. Person says, this person should be yorish me, a stranger, b'malkam sheish bas, or b'titi rasheni, my daughter should be yorish me, b'malkam sheish bein, where there's a son, u'amar klum. Avol, so this is what we have to add on. Bas ben habanos, u'vein ben habanin. But if he's giving the Yerusha to one of the daughters amongst the rest of the daughters, or one of the sons amongst the other sons, im amar sheyirash kol nechasav, and says that this person, this child who is able to be yorish me, is going to be yorish everything, and which now the exclusion other people will not from the for who potentially could be yorish. Devar of Kayamin, Sheh Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Omer, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch says, Im Amar Ami Shera Li Yerusha Devar of Kayamin. These are the words of Yochanan ben Baruch. But if he says it in the negative, if he said, let's say, the following, Ish Ploni Bini Lo Yirash Emechav, this son will not get Yerusha, which obviously implies that the others will be Yoresh. So then Abraham says, Lo Amar Klum, that doesn't work, because he's being Oker, Furash, explicitly that Amasha comes to the Torah. And Abraham also agrees, as we learned in the Reisha, he doesn't disagree with that. If you equate the Bechor to the other sons, that's also Lo Amar Klum, because that's against the Torah as well. It says, Lo Yuchal, Pashas, he says at the beginning, Lo Yuchal Levaker es Ben Ha'ah, you cannot give precedence to the son that maybe is the son of the woman who you love over the one who's the one who you don't, who you dislike. But when the one, the son who you dislike happens to be the Bechor, you don't have the right to do that. And we happen to follow Yochanan ben Baruch. So it means that a father can say to that one of his sons is going to be a Yorish, even though the others will not. He can say, no, I want you to get all the Nechasim. He has the right to do that because these are people who are Ro'u L'Yorsho, and he has the right to choose one Yorish over the other. Then the Mishnah says, HaKosev, Es nechasav la'acherim v'niach es banav. Here, a person writes, he's giving as a gift his possessions to others, v'niach es banav, which means he gave all the chasam away to someone as a gift, and he didn't leave anything for his children. Masha asa asui, what he did is done, which means all of those possessions are acquired now by the strangers, by the non-family members. Aval ein ruach chachamim nocheimen. The chacham are not happy with him. Why? Because he's okera din Yerusha from Torah. Now, at the end of the day, he has the right to give a gift to whomever he wants. And if there's nothing left, there's nothing left. So now he has no Yerusha anymore. But it's legally he can do that, but the chacham are not happy with someone who does it. If his sons were not acting properly, then he has the right to do this. Nothing wrong with this. We don't say the Chachamim aren't happy with him. Tanakama, though, argues on Rav Shimon Gamliel and holds, even if someone's sons were not acting properly, it's not proper to remove the Yerusha from them. Maybe they'll do tshuva. Maybe they'll have children, and now there'll be grandchildren, great-grandchildren who are acting properly, and they're not going to get any part of the Yerusha. So even if they were not nohagim kishur, Tanakama says, Chachamim are not happy with such a person who gives away all of his Yerusha as a gift prior to passing away. That's not proper, but Rav Shimon Gamliel says if they're not acting properly, zarcha l'tov. Perek ches Mishnah Vav. Ha'omer ze bini ne'eman. Person who, let's say we don't know that this particular person is his son. No, we don't have any chazaka about that. But the father or this person says, I'm testifying that this person is my son. Ne'eman, we believe the father regarding Yerusha, that this son is able to be Yoresh his father. We also believe the father regarding Yibam, which means we believe that he has a child, which will now exempt, of course, his wife from Yibam and Chalitza, because if you have a child, so there's no Yibam and Chalitza. We don't know they really had a child. There's no chazak about that. We believe him, and we assume, therefore, there's no Yibam and Chalitza if he passes away. Ze'achi eino ne'eman. Says the Mishnah, though, if let's say a person says, this person is my brother, let's say Reuven comes and says, by the way, I know we have no documentation of this and you don't know us at all, but this person over here, this Shimon, he's my brother. Says the Mishnah, Eino Neman. He's not Neman to be Morish with the other brothers in the Nechasim of the father, because they don't recognize him. And the same thing is true regarding Yibim and Chalitza. He's not Neman to, if this woman, let's say, has the Chazakah, his wife has the Chazakah that she's Muteris, which means the Yibim, let's say, would not apply to her. To now say, oh, by the way, no, there is this brother, and Yibim would apply. Could be, we learn in Yivamos, there may be exemptions why a woman wouldn't need from the other brother, why a woman would not need Yibim. And now to say what she's cheskas muteres, that she's able to remarry if this brother passed away. Now to say, oh no, that by the way, there's a brother, and now we need a yibam. No, we don't believe him to say that I have a brother and there's no to be yibam. He's not neman to say such a thing. And that's regarding both yibam chalitz and regarding being morish. Now, what's happening here is, why not? If you want to give your brother this, you want to say he's your brother, so you can split the yerusha with him. The answer is you can, and the Mishnah says that. You believe he's your brother? Good. So your chalik and the Yerusha, you split with him. But there are other brothers now who are going to be impacted by the fact that the person is here. So then they don't have to believe you. So take the following. You have Reuven and Shimon are coming to divide their father's Yerusha. And Shimon comes along and says, by the way, you see this guy? This is done. He's my brother. He's our brother. You didn't know about him, but we have to divide this three. Reuven says, I don't know who you talk. I didn't recognize him. He's not our brother. So what happens? Reuven gets half, 50% of the Nechassim. And then out of the Chelek that falls to Shimon, so now Shimon doesn't get the whole thing, right? He has to divide this with the other brother, with Dan, who he believes is his brother. So Reuven gets half. What happens to Shimon? Well, Shimon believes that there are really three brothers, so he should only get a third. So he gets a third, and then what's left? You have a sixth that's left. That is given to Dun with Yerusha. Mace, let's say Dun passes away, this third brother or this person that Shimon thinks is brother. Yachsu nechasam l'komon. So then the nechasam now go back to Shimon, and they belong to him. Naflu lo nechasam l'okam achel. Let's say Dun has nechasam that falls to him through Yerusha. Matana, and then let's say he dies. So Yerushu Echavimo, the brothers are going to be Yorish with him, with Shimon. Why does Reuven get a chelik in that? Because Shimon admitted that Dan is Reuven's brother. This is all true where the other brothers didn't say he's not our brother. They just said we don't recognize him. But if they denied, they contradicted Shimon and said Dan is not our brother, so then only Shimon gets a part of that Yerusha and not the others. Misha makes him and says, die tiki, kishural yerech, a person died, and he has this tsava of a shchivira tied to his thigh. So you can't say that someone else wrote that. Obviously, it belongs to him. So nonetheless, says the Mishnah, Hare Zo Eino Klum. We don't assume that this is his. Because why? Well, maybe it's his, but he didn't give it to anybody. He wrote the shtar, but didn't give it to the potential beneficiary recipient of the shtar, so maybe we're afraid he changed his mind. So don't assume just because it's attached to his leg, to his thigh, that he wanted to give it. Some say we're afraid maybe he didn't have the resolve. He decided, you know what? I want to be mocking at this to someone, not verbally, but through the shtar. And the shtar can't take effect after Misa. Then the Mishnah says, Zika Bala Acher. Let's say Reuven, a person said, this person who's passing away, I want you to, you Reuven, I want you to be Zoche in this star for the purpose of Shimon. Shimon's going to the beneficiary. I want you to pick up the star on his behalf. Bein min hayorshim, bein shein min hayorshim. And this is true even if Reuven is one of the yorshim of this person. Nonetheless, Devarav Kayamin, and Shimon is Zochen, that which is written in the shtar, in this tzavon. Now, normally, a person who wants to be Zochen on someone else's behalf, he has to be someone not connected. We try, if we can, the Erev Tavshilin, to give it to someone else who's a stranger, not part of the family, to be Zoche for the whole town, for everyone in the family, the whole town. But, so here, Reuven is one of the Yoshim. Maybe he can't be Zoche in this shtar on behalf of Shimon because he's part of the family. Nonetheless, the words are Kayim, he can be Zoche. Shimon will be Zoche in that which is written in the shtar Tzava, even if Reuven is one of the Yoshim of this person who's giving the shtar for him to be Zoche on behalf of Shimon.